Bibliology question number 3. What is the Bible's authority on theological controversies? My response. Established in the last two responses, see above, the Bible is the absolute authority because it is the very words of God, who is holy, perfect, and infallible. God's word is our only absolute truth because God cannot make mistakes, contradict himself, or lie. Numbers 23, verse 19, Isaiah 44, verse 20, and Titus 1, verse 2. Controversies can be defined as, quote, dispute, debate, agitation of contrary opinions, end quote. Quote, theology is the comprehensive, holistic interpretation of Scripture for the purpose of intimately knowing and faithfully worshiping God, end quote. Paul instructs Timothy, quote, the sacred texts are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation, end quote. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. God hasn't given us his word merely for wisdom. If we carry on thinking that it is to mainly know more about God, then we haven't done theology. So what are the scriptures for? Quote, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. End quote. 2 Timothy 3, 16-17, emphasis mine. Quote, sacred writings which lead to salvation are for every good work, end quote. His word is for worship. Hence, theology is a verb. Theological controversies can occur for several reasons. Unbelievers would dispute truth about God's word because in their natural state they are, quote, blinded, held captive by him, the devil, to do his will, and cannot understand his words, end quote. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, 2 Timothy 2, verse 26, and John chapter 8, verse 43. Another reason is that the devil and his demons work through false teachers to pervert and distort the gospel. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. We know that Satan's initial goal, which really has not changed, was to deceive Eve, to not fully believe and accept God's truth as authoritative and trustworthy. Quote, indeed, has God said? End quote. Genesis 3, verse 1. Even after salvation, believers may struggle with proper theology because of indwelt sin and pride. Romans 7, verses 14 through 24, and Proverbs 8, verse 13. Even regenerate believers of Jesus Christ can put their thoughts, beliefs, desires, and perspectives above the authority of God's word. So how do we handle theological controversies with God's truth? Christians must recognize the Bible has not been given to us to show greater knowledge or win debates. The Pharisees were guilty of this. When Paul speaks to the Ephesians, chapters 4, verses 13 through 15, about the need to be, quote, speaking the truth in love, end quote, he is not merely saying to speak truth. The Greek word for, quote, truth, end quote, is in verb form. It's not just enough to speak the truth, but rather being the truth. The pursuit of truth will bring people to better handle theological controversies. Error results when the Bible is analyzed in terms of, I think it means, or what does it mean to you? It doesn't matter what it means to any of us personally, because we are not authoritative. Careful hermeneutical studies are essential to a believer's discernment. It is essential to ask oneself appropriate questions to know his truth over our own desires by pondering. What does God mean by what he says? What does he not say? And what conclusions or questions can be drawn out from that? As essential as proper study is, proper study does not always lead to sincere worship. Knowing the scriptures very well allowed the chief priests and scribes of Herod's day to accurately tell him where Christ was going to be born. However, it was their indifference to God that allowed their mere knowledge to be void of worship. Matthew 2, verses 4 through 8. The Lord will declare, quote, I never knew you, end quote, to those who know him as, quote, Lord, end quote, but do not do the will of the Father. Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23. We must humbly pray to the Holy Spirit to illuminate truth to us, trust in what it says, despite controversy, and respond with adoration in every area of our lives.